Perhaps the bird had been attacked by others, and so had to drop what he was carrying. Luckily, the box had been well made, and not much seawater came in. But I do not think any traveller has ever been in a worse situation than I was then. I wondered how long I would survive with no food or drink in the middle of the ocean. I felt sure I would never see poor Glumdalclitch again, and I knew how sad she would be to lose me. Several hours passed, and then I suddenly heard a strange noise above my head. People were fastening a rope to the ring. Then my box was pulled through the water. Was it a ship that was pulling me along? "Help! Help!" I shouted as loudly as I could. I was delighted to hear English voices reply. "Who's there?" they cried. "I'm English," I shouted back desperately. "Please help me to get out of here." "Just put your finger into the ring on top of the box and lift it out of the water. Quickly!" There were great shouts of laughter. "He's mad," I heard one man say. "10 men couldn't lift that huge box," said another. There was more laughter.